Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya rasulullah as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya habiballah as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya nurallah. All praise is due to Allah Azza wa Jal, the most wise, who created this world with his wisdom. And the choicest of peace and blessings be upon his noble messenger, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the founder of the treasures of wisdom, and upon his purified household and his brilliant companions who drank from his cup of wisdom and carried it forward. We welcome our viewers and listeners to this program called Treasures of Wisdom. And in today's episode and program, we are going to present to the viewers and our wonderful listeners of Madani Channel the wisdoms in wudu, the ablution that the Muslims perform to attain purity. What are the wisdoms in the wudu itself? What are the signs behind that? Stay locked and tuned with us until the end of today's episode and program to discover and to learn more facts about the blessings in wudu, dear viewers of Madani Channel. What are some of the scientific facts, some of the virtues and blessings that a person gains when he attains purity of his physical body, dear viewers. So however, inshallah, we have a kalam that we're going to be listening to, and together with that, we even have some beautiful video clips in the form of Madani Pearls for the viewers of Madani Channel. Stay locked with us until the end of the program. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says, Woh dahan jis ki har baat wahye khuda, Woh dahan jis ki har baat wahye khuda, Chashmai ilm o hikmat pe laakho salam, jis ke paani se shadab jano jina, Us dahan ki taravat pe laakho salam. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. A amazing kalam and a very beautiful kalam recited by Rukne Shura Haji Abdul Habib Appari, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, will be on your screens. Enjoy this beautiful kalam. And when we do return, dear viewers, we are going to be speaking about wuzu and signs. Stay locked with Madani Channel. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Jis tarah paav rakhe ya sahib-e basirat, jis tarah paav rakhe ya sahib-e basirat, aankhein bichhi hui hai har jaan teri gali mein, duniya teri gali mein, ukba teri gali mein, ukba teri gali mein.
Aba kahan chale?
Madine,
Madine, Madine ka safar hai aur main namdida, namdida jabhi afsurda, afsurda qadam lagzida, lagzida chala hu ek mujrim ki tarah main janib-e tauba, chala hu ek mujrim ki tarah main janib-e tauba, nazar sharminda, sharminda badan larzida, larzida nazar sharminda, sharminda badan larzida, larzida main مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغ دیدہ
کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغ دیدہ
کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغ دیدہ
مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغ دیدہ
بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ
مدینہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ.
وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر, وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر, فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ رنجیدہ. فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ رنجیدہ.
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ, جبھی افسردہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. This was our honorable, respected Rukneshwar Haj Abdul Habib Al-Tari Damat Fuyuzuhum, who was reciting this beautiful kalam Naati Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Madine ka safar hai aur main hai namdida and namdida. Yes, dear viewers of Madine channel, the safar of Madina, the journey to Madina brings a person to tears when he enters the city of Madinatul Munawwara, pouring his heart out in front of the beloved Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what du'as to be made, what wadaif to be recited, subhanallah. One cannot express this kaifiyat and condition of a person. However, we make du'a in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Dikha de ya ilahi, woh Madina kaisi basti hai, jahan par raat din maula teri rahmat barasti hai. Ameen, thumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. So coming back to our discussion, dear viewers of Madani channel, as we had mentioned before this kalam, that our discussion for this afternoon is the signs or wisdom in wudu. Since the program's name is Treasures of Wisdom, hum wudu rozana karte hain, 5 martaba karte honge, usse zyada martaba karte honge. What are the benefits in making wudu, in performing ablution, dear viewers of Madani channel? We will cover a whole lot of things inshallah zawajalla in our program, but I want to commence with this beautiful incident which has caught my eye, subhanallah. A person has stated that he invited a non-Muslim university student in Belgium to accept Islam. The student asked him about the scientific benefits of wudu, but the person could not answer. He then took the student to a religious scholar, but he also had no knowledge about it. Another person who had scientific information told him several benefits of wudu, but he could also not tell the benefit of wiping the neck. And this person who was invited by this Muslim person, the student, had questions. And he wanted to know, why do people make masah and why do they wipe the neck using the back of one hand? Subhanallah, after some time, he came and informed that his professor, now this person who was invited, subhanallah, he says, he came back and informed his professor and informed him during the lecture, if a few drops of water are sprinkled on around the back of the neck on a daily basis, one remains protected against the diseases of vertebral column and spinal cord. Allahu Akbar. One is protected from several other diseases, and especially when one wipes the back of his neck and around the neck, subhanallah, then he will be protected from several diseases, especially to do with spinal cord, dear viewers. The spine is then strengthened. Allahu Akbar. The student also said, I now want to accept Islam. And immediately he then came into the folds of Islam after he found a scientific reason for why do Muslims wipe the back of their neck when they perform ablution. Subhanallah. Likewise, dear viewers, there is another incident and account. Subhanallah. And this is regarding a seminar. The problem of depression is growing in the Western countries without any doubt, dear viewers. Brain failures are being reported and more mental asylums are being established throughout the globe. Long queues to physicians and doctors. You know, I've seen patients are waiting in queues. Allahu Akbar. A Pakistani physiotherapist who holds a diploma from Western Germany, he has stated that a seminar on a topic of possible cures for depression other than medicine was held. Allahu Akbar. Where it was held? In the Western Germany. And one of the doctors revealed an amazing discovery in his speech. He says, I advise the patients of depression to wash their faces 5 times a day. In the Western Germany, this doctor advises his patients to wash their faces 5 times a day. Allahu Akbar. They acted on my advice and experienced obvious improvement in their condition. I also advise another group of patients suffering from similar diseases to wash their faces, hands and feet 5 times a day. And they also got cured to a great extent. Allahu Akbar. In the end of his speech, the same doctor accepted that depression is hardly found amongst Muslims as they wash their faces, their hands and their feet during wudu several times in a day. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, dear viewers of Madini channel. Have you seen? This is the blessings of wudu. This is the blessings of washing the hands, the face, the feet, moistening and wetting the hair. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. People out there in the world even wonder as to why do Muslims do this. There is no need to prove this from a scientific point of view, dear viewers. But subhanallah, since the world is all about science and people would like to discover and know more facts about what facts are there in this from a scientific point of view, these are the blessings, dear viewers of Madini channel. A heart specialist remarked with assurance, if a patient of hypertension makes wudu and then his blood pressure is checked, his BP will definitely be lower. Allahu Akbar. So if someone's pressure is high, wudu jaake karein. Wuzu kiye barkatein hain, subhanallah. Besides your sins being forgiven, besides the sins of the face, the hands, the head, the feet, and other body organs are washed, there are scientific benefits as well, as the BP will definitely be lowered if it was higher before making wudu. A Muslim psychiatrist stated wudu is the best cure for psychiatric patients. Allahu Akbar. And the Western experts advise patients to wash their body parts like wudu several times a day, like we do in wudu several times in a day. Subhanallah. So can you imagine, doctors and experts in this field are found advising their patients instead of looking or taking medications which have a host of, you know, side effects. Dear viewers of Madani channel, there are other solutions and cures for many, many bodily sicknesses out there. And it is found in the wisdom of Islam. It is found in the wisdom of those actions are found in these actions, dear viewers, such as making wudu, gargling the mouth, sniffing water into the nose, washing the face, the hands, including the elbows, making masah and moistening one's head, as well as the feet. Listen furthermore, dear viewers, even the order of washing the body parts during wudu is very, very beneficial. We have a particular sequence and order the way body parts are washed, dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah. Even this order and sequence has benefits in it. Washing of hands in the beginning alerts the nervous system, causing the veins of the face and the brain to feel its effects gradually as you begin to start making wudu, subhanallah. Furthermore, the order of washing the hands, then rinsing the mouth, then snuffing water into the nose, and then washing the face, and then other body parts reduces the risk of paralysis. Allahu Akbar. If a person washes his face and wipes his head in the beginning, he may suffer several diseases. Therefore, there is a sequence to perform ablution. One wouldn't just wash his face and then make masa of the head, or wash the feet first and then wash the face. There is a sequence and an order a person would follow, as this is the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jiha, there are faraid in wudu, there are sunan in wudu, there are mustahabbat and wajibat in wudu as well. Those things that we should do and how we should do. The beauty of wudu itself, dear viewers, many of us do not follow. And I urge the viewers of Madani channel to kindly, you know, read the books on the website of Da'awat Islami that teaches us the method of wudu and the blessings in wudu, to sleep in the state of wudu, to remain in the state of wudu. Allahu Akbar. There are countless blessings, dear viewers of Madani channel, like miswak as well. Many Muslims out there who use miswak before making wudu, after waking up, before going to bed, This is a very special sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As I mentioned, there are many sunnahs in wudu, and each sunnah is a source of blessings. Allahu Akbar. Let's take, for example, this miswak. As we are talking about miswak, even children know the blessings of miswak, and they even know that this is the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So here is another account. A businessman says, I met a new Muslim in Switzerland and I gifted him a miswak. He became so happy, he kissed the miswak and then touched it on his eyes. A person, subhanallah, who was gifted a miswak, when he took the miswak, he kissed it and placed it above his eyes. Tears welled up in his eyes. He then took out a handkerchief from his pocket, unfolded it, and inside this handkerchief was a small miswak. Allah, approximately, the narrator says, about 2 inches in length. He then said that when he newly embraced Islam, when he became a Muslim, he was given this as a gift. He used to use it with great care. It was almost finished, making him anxious as to where does he go and fetch or buy and purchase another miswak. He says it was by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla that he received another gift of miswak from this person, yani the businessman. Then he added that he had chronic infection in his teeth and gums. Yani the dentist had no cure for this. This person says he started to use the miswak, and after a few days, he felt better. He went to see the doctor, who was very surprised to see that he was cured. The doctor said that he could not be cured in such a little and short period of time with the medicine he had prescribed. So how is this sorted out, that medication you have taken just for a day or two or few days, and it's impossible for such a huge disease to be removed? So he recalled and he said, Allahu Akbar, this is the blessings of miswak. He pondered and recalled that he had become a Muslim, and then he recently started to use the miswak. So he said this to the doctor, due to the use of miswak, he was blessed and he was healed. When he showed the miswak to the doctor himself was astounded to see that through this miswak, such a big disease from a person was removed. Subhanallah. Many of us don't understand the wisdom in the blessed sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Miswak has many benefits, worldly benefits and benefits regarding the hereafter. Miswak contains chemical substance which protects the teeth from many, many infections. It is stated in a book, dear viewers, that use of miswak strengthens memory, eyesight, cures the headache, relaxes the veins in the head, Allahu Akbar, removes phlegm, improves digestion, increases brain power, increases the number of birth of one's children, delays aging, and strengthens the back. Allahu Akbar. And more benefits than this, the idea of evil. There are some benefits mentioned, subhanallah, in the light of the blessed ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Your eyesight problem is removed. Gum diseases and problems and germs which are stuck due to the particles of food within the gaps and grooves of your mouth, they are cured. Yani, in Sahih Muslim, it is stated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered his home. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon entering his home, would use the miswak first. Allah, 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 Allah. In another hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Sunan Abu Dawud, whenever the greatest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam woke up from his sleep, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would use the miswak. Yani, this is the cure. Wudu is a cure for many sicknesses and viruses out there. Miswak is another therapy and remedy for a host of diseases, dear viewers. Physicians have stated that sometimes sores develop in the mouth due to some acidity of the heat and results in spread of particular type of germs in the mouth. So these particular germs in the mouth, they spread throughout the mouth. You'll find blisters, you'll find marks and different types of infections. After you chew food, you realize that you can't even eat food. The mouth has a bad odor and smell. There's plaque always in the teeth, and due to which these diseases spread, rapidly in the mouth. Do you know what the physicians have said? To cure this infection, chew, bite on a fresh miswak and move the saliva around the mouth for a few minutes. By doing this, several patients have been cured. Allah, 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 Allah. Yani, according to a research, 80% of illnesses are caused by dirty teeth and upset stomach. Sometimes the teeth are not cleansed properly, and therefore many germs grow in the gums. As I said, these germs spread up to the stomach and cause different infections. Ye ummul amraz hai. The stomach itself, dear viewers, it's a mother of, it gives birth to many other sicknesses. The toothbrush is not an alternative to the miswak. Remember, experts have concluded that after the toothbrush has been used once, germs remain on the brush. And they are not removed even by washing the brush. Yes, many people take hot water, boiling water, lukewarm water, and they would keep it in the water. They would put some chemicals in there to remove those germs from the brush. But remember, they multiply in the brush, dear viewers. The toothbrush destroys the natural shine of one's teeth. Use of toothbrush affects the gums gradually, and they cause, as time will go, they will cause gaps in one's teeth. Jiha, gaps between the gums and teeth. Food particles also get stuck in the gaps. These particles rot, and germs grow there when they rot. And then you will go to the dentist for another whole, you know, host of things, doing this treatment and that treatment, which costs thousands of pounds and dollars and rands. As a result, infection of eyesight in addition to other diseases are developed. People who suffer from gums problem, they also end up suffering with eyesight problem. Eyesight goes weak, and sometimes the person becomes blind as well. May Allah protect us. Is miswak ko aap use kare. Sunnati Rasul pal amal kare aap, dear viewers. Follow the sunnah of the beloved Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, there are so many accounts of brothers who use miswak and found blessings and barakah in it. Remember the sayings of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here I present a saying, subhanallah, the beloved Rasul, the prophet of mankind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated, to offer two rak'at, two units, after one has used miswak is preferable to the 70 rak'at offered without using miswak. Any two rak'at of salah that's performed after one has used miswak is preferable, and it is preferable to the 70 rak'at of salah offered without using miswak. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Agar hum paanchon waqt ki namazon ke liye isko use karna shuru kar dein, is sunnat par amal ki taufeeq agar hame mil jaye, aur hum koshish karein ki hamesha namaz se pehle, uthne ke baad, sone se qabl, hum is sunnat par amal karte hain. Niyat karein. By making intention, there's nothing for you to lose, and make a firm intention, dear viewers. The Prophet of Rahma sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, make it necessary for you to use miswak because it cleans the mouth and brings about the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala has narrated, miswak has 10 virtues. What are the 10 virtues? He says, it cleans the mouth, number one. Strengthens the gum, number two. The eyesight removes phlegm and the mouth smells better. Pleases the angels. Increases good deeds and settles the stomach. Above all, it is a means of divine pleasure. And it is, of course, the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you want proper information about miswak, please refer to the book first before you go and buy a miswak. What type of miswak is necessary? How the miswak should be? How should you bite on the miswak or remove the covering of the miswak? How often should you trim the bristles of the miswak? What should be the thickness of the miswak? The size of the miswak? So there are many questions that needs to be answered. Many people we see that are using the miswak are holding it incorrectly. For example, like how you would hold a mic in your hand. Some people would use the miswak in that manner. There are other diseases that could be caused because of improper use of miswak. And somebody who's using miswak and says, you know what, main miswak ko istemal karta hu magar aaj tak maine koi fayda nahi dekha ya mujhe fayda nazar hi nahi aa raha. To pehle ye dekhen ki aaya hum is miswak ko sahi se pakad ke use kar rahe hain, sahi tarike se usko muh mein ghuma rahe hain ki nahi ghuma rahe. Are we rotating and using the miswak in the proper method? The front row upper teeth, then the left row of the upper teeth, then the bottom right, then the bottom left. There's a certain sequence to even hold the miswak. It is stated that the thickness of miswak should be equal to the little finger. Miswak should not be longer than a hand span, otherwise shaitan will sit on it. The bristles of the miswak should be soft. Hard bristles will of course cause pain and gums or gaps in the teeth as well. If the miswak is fresh, it's fine. Otherwise, soak it to one end in a glass of water until it becomes soft. If it's not softened from before, dear viewers of Madani channel, cut the bristles every day. The bristles are effective only when they contain bitterness. The karwat or the bitterness of the miswak needs to be felt, dear viewers of Madani channel. And then rub the miswak on the teeth horizontally. Whenever you intend to use miswak, use it at least 3 times. And after every use, wash your miswak before you put it in your pocket, dear viewers of Madani channel, or keep it at its place. So there are different situations and there are different guidelines about miswak itself. May Allah Kareem grant us the full blessings of the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this world as well as in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So dear viewers of Madani channel, we have a beautiful video clip and Madani pearls for the viewers out there to watch and gain some Madani pearls from this. When we do return, remember, now we want to go in a little sequence and discuss the blessings of washing the hands, rinsing the mouth, sniffing the water, washing the face, and what are the scientific benefits of that as well. Please stay locked with us until the short video. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.
How often is it that we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We pay our gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has granted us so many blessings. And for each blessing, we ought to pay gratitude in his court. Sayyidina Shaykh Saadi rahimahullah ta'ala, he very beautifully says in his world famous Gulistan-e-Saadi that har nafase ki faro mi rawad mumidde hayatas, that each breath that we take, it lengthens our lifespan. Then he says, Wachu bar mi ayad mufarrihi zatast, and when it comes out, when we exhale, it provides satisfaction to us. And then he says, Pas dar har nafase do ni'mat mawjoodast. So in each breath, we have been bestowed two blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The blessings of inhaling and the blessings of exhaling. Wabar har ni'mati shukri wajibast. And upon each blessing, one shukr, one gratitude is wajib upon us, is obligatory. Allahu Akbar. And then he says in poetry form, Az dasto zaban ki bar ayad. How can it be possible for our hands, for our tongues, kaz ahde shukrash badar ayad, that we are able to pay gratitude, as it is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we must pay his gratitude. Allahu Akbar. So this is a great lesson for us to learn the beauty of gratitude and making shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving thanks in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each blessing that we receive. Therefore we say, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, Alhamdulillahi ala ni'maihi, Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. We should thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for all these blessings, dear viewers of Madani channel. Keep thanking him. It is his divine promise. La in shakartum la azidannakum. Allahu Akbar. If we will appreciate and be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jalla, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall increase our blessings for us. He will multiply those blessings many, many folds, dear viewers. Lekin ye concept insaan mein nahi hai ki hum Allah ka shukr ada karte hain. Subhanallah, you don't know, dear viewers, you make wudu every day. Na jaane kitne bimariyan wudu ke zariye se khatam ho jate hain aur hame pata bhi nahi chalta hai. Lekin habit banaye, koshish kare ki agar aap wudu karke soye, wudu ki halat mein rahe, look at the blessings. Allahu Akbar. Let's commence and start from here, dear viewers. It is natural when you set to perform wudu and attain ablution, purity, one washes his hands first, right? Because one uses his hands to touch many things in the day. As a result, different chemicals, substance and germs come into contact with one's hands. If hands are not washed throughout the day, they may have skin infections such as, look at the infections, pimples on the hand, skin irritation, eczema, or fungus infection, so on and so forth. When we wash the hands, rays emit from our fingertips, activating our internal electromagnetic system, a part of which approaches our hands and causes beautification of our hands. Can you imagine, subhanallah, those things emit from the fingertips of one's hands and will activate the system which will perform or will make the hands even more beautiful when you wash your hands. Your skin will not shrink, or if they do, they will still look beautiful, subhanallah. Likewise, first of all, hands are washed in wudu, thus hands become free from what? From those germs, from those bacteria. Allahu Akbar. Otherwise, these germs would have entered our mouth as we rinse our mouth, and they would reach our stomach and cause several other diseases. Agar hum haath na dhoye directly pani lekar ke muh mein dale, to jo gandagi haath pe settled hai, the germs which is on the palms and hands of a person, will then enter the mouth, after which it might enter the back of the throat or into the stomach and cause several other infections. The air we inhale contains a lot of deadly germs. Bits of food also remain in our mouth and around the teeth with saliva. Hence, it is stated that rinsing of the mouth and doing miswak in wudu cleans the mouth thoroughly. It cleanses the mouth thoroughly. If mouth is not cleansed, then this may happen. It is stated that acquired immune deficiency syndrome, yani AIDS, one of its early symptoms include mouth sores. May Allah protect us from this disease, because doctors have so far, aaj tak, yani is cheez ka cure nahi mila hai. Doctors so far, thus far, have not discovered any cure for AIDS, and the immune system of a patient is unable to resist diseases, which causes his death. So if one's immune system is strengthened, it's stronger, he will be able to fight with these diseases out there, these viruses out there. So, is pet ko theek karne ke liye hum kya kare? Make sure kare ki muh ke zariye se koi germs halak ke niche aur pet ke andar dakhil na ho. Uske liye kya kare? Wuzu se pehle thoroughly, acche se pehle haath dhoyein. Wash your hands thoroughly, properly. Thereafter, gargle and rinse your mouth, subhanallah, allowing the water to reach the back of the throat if it's possible, if one is not in a state of fasting. Otherwise, he should use miswak and remove the plaque and the germs from around the mouth. Allahu Akbar. Otherwise, if the immune system is not strong, dear viewers of Madani Chan, it is stated that cracked corners of the mouth, these are some of the diseases which will be caused. He will have cracked corners of the mouth. This side of the mouth plays as a cushion. It absorbs. Allahu Akbar. This can get cracked. It is stated that rotting and blisters of the mouth will also appear. If a person is in a state of soam, as we said, it is a sunnah to gargle the throat. One who gargles regularly will not suffer from tonsils. Allahu Akbar. The one who regularly gargles his mouth will not suffer from tonsils. And he will be saved from several types of throat infections, including throat cancer. Kitne log sari dunya mein aise hain jo bade bade operations ke liye jaate hain, yahan tak ki badan ka digar hisse kaatne padte hain wahan se gosht nikal karke halak ke andar dalne ke liye. There are some people in South Africa who underwent such treatments that I know about, whereas they develop these types of sicknesses in their throat and tongue because of these problems. We seek, of course, shifa from Allah Azza wa Jalla, cure from Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But these sunnahs and the wisdoms in these sunnahs are there to remove these sicknesses and problems. Dear viewers, have yaqeen and conviction that this is what Islam has taught us. This is what Islam has given us through the blessings of acting upon the sunnat of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What about the benefits of sniffing water into the nose, into the nostrils? Do you know the lungs need air free from germs, smoke and dust, with about 80% humidity? We need pure air to breathe. To provide this type of air, Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed the nose upon us. Allahu Akbar. To humidify the air. Now, nose produces about 1/4 gallon of moisture. Jiha, they are microscopic and invisible bristles in one's nose. These bristles kill the germs coming with the air. In addition, it is stated these bristles also provide protection and are called lasozyme. With these, nose protects eyes from infection as well. These bristles in the nose, which are so fine, Allahu Akbar. But when you sniff water into the nose, you allow the water to enter in the nose and you clean, you remove the mucus, you remove the dirt and the germs that has hardened maybe in the nose, you will clear these bristles inside the nose, which will make the air more purer and fresher for you to take and breathe, dear viewers. And it will save you from many other eye infections. Can you imagine the blessings in even sniffing water in the nose? Allahu Akbar. These are those scientific facts, dear viewers, which have been mentioned in various books. One who performs wudu rinses his nose with water, and then this important organ, yani the nose, gets cleansed as well. The electric properties of water improve the ability of bristles, and thus a Muslim is saved from several complex diseases of nose by virtue of wudu alone. May Allah Kareem bless our viewers out there who are watching right now, and make that firm intention ki humse jab bhi ho payega, khas karke hum wuzu ki halat mein na ho, hum ye koshish karte rahenge ki hum wuzu ki halat mein rahein. Sniffing water into the nose, as is done during wudu, is very, very beneficial for those patients who have chronic flu and wounds in the nose. Bar bar dekha jaye to naak ke andar so hone ki wajah se, blister hone ki wajah se, saas lena mushkil ho jata hai, ya thoda sa chhune se aankhon mein aansu aa jate hain. So the one who often makes wuzu, inshallah, he will be saved from chronic flu and wounds in the nose as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. Charo taraf aaj hum dekhe to pollution have spoiled the air, dear viewers, the atmosphere, environment. So pollution is caused by smoke. In increasing this atmosphere, different chemical substance lead in this regard, dear viewers. The air is so unpure in this day and age, especially when you're living next to factories and industrial areas where things are produced and manufactured. These chemicals then descend in the air, they evaporate in the air and cause different types of sicknesses out there. In the form of dirt and dust accumulate on the face of the eyes. These dusts then come back and they settle on the face, they settle on the eyes, they settle on the nose, they settle on the mouth, they settle on the beard. There are so many viruses out there. In fact, a European doctor who wrote a thesis on the topic eye, water and health. European doctor. He wrote a thesis on the topic eye, water and health. In this thesis, he emphasized, keep washing your eyes several times daily, otherwise you would suffer dangerous diseases. Washing the face, listen to this, dear viewers. Washing the face prevents or minimizes the risk of pimples on the face. How many of us have eczema on the face, rashes on the face, sometimes because of stressing, because of other sicknesses or other bacteria out there in the air? Our pores are then closed, and then we realize ki bade bade marks aa jate hain, na jaane kitne cheeze hum istemal karte hain in cheezon ko hatane ke liye. A person will buy expensive face washes and ointments to apply sone se pehle, uthne ke baad, din mein, raat mein, sham ko jab dekhe to hum isi mein lage hain ki ye pimples nikal jaye, marks nikal jaye. Easy solution ye hai ki aap wuzu kare. Wuzu kare, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. The expert beauticians have agreed that all types of creams and lotions have spots on the face. They leave marks on the face eventually. To make the face beautiful, it is necessary to wash it several times. Hi, hi, hi. Kya baat hai Madine ki, subhanallah. So yes, this concludes, dear viewers, that washing the face prevents or minimizes the risk of pimples on one's face. American Council of Beauty reveals Muslims do not need any chemical lotion as their faces are protected against diseases because they wash them during performing ablution and wudu. Allah, Allah, Allah. Qurban jaye hum sarkar ki sunnat pe. Ki the dunya today has spent thousands of pounds again looking for solutions to remove the wrinkles of the face, to bring about brightness and make it more clarified. Wuzu karein. I have actually heard this from the blessed tongue of our respected Honorable Haji Abdul Habib Attari, Dawat Fuyuzuhu, mashallah, as he once said that some people ask questions as to, subhanallah, what do the performers on Madani channel use before they come on the TV screen to perform any program, to present any program? Allahu Akbar. And he says that Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhavi, Dawat Fuyuzuhum, have given a very big tip, as other, people have advised that lights in the studio and due to the rays and lights and heat, a person's skin might get damaged. So one has to use some sort of protection to protect the face. And Amir Ahle Sunnat heard this advice when Madani channel was newly opened, dear viewers of Madani channel. He says that make wudu, and every performer will make wudu before he sits to narrate or to present a program, dear viewers. This is the ointment to use on the face of a performer that he performs wudu. And this is what most of us try and do, dear viewers, with the intention of following the sunnah of Rasooli Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So why follow this only when we hear from the experts, expert beauticians, expert physicians and experts of environmental protection people? Why hear it from them first and then we want to make amal? Ye kafi nahi hai ki sarkar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne irshad farma diya aur hum us pe amal karein. Allahu Akbar. So let's make this firm intention. The reason why we're mentioning this, dear viewers, is to further motivate you that if our niyat is there, but there are some laziness or there are some problems that you have and you're looking for the solution elsewhere, here is the solution. Here is the solution to your problems. The experts of environmental protection remarked, in order to prevent face allergy, one should wash his face or her face frequently. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This is only possible during wudu. 5 times a day or several times a day will only happen when a person performs wudu for fajr, performs wudu for dhuhr, performs wudu for asr, maghrib and isha. He performs wudu for tahajjud salah. He performs wudu before embarking on a journey. He performs wudu before going to bed. He performs wudu to recite the Quran-e-Pak. Allahu Akbar. This is only possible when you want to perform these virtuous actions, dear viewers. By washing the face in wudu, the face is massaged. Yani face ka massage bhi ho jata hai. The blood circulates and improves towards the face. Dirt is removed and its beauty increases not one but several fold. Jiha. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. So now, subhanallah, there are many more other blessings. One who performs wudu and washes his face, his eyebrows are also washed. Look at the blessings of washing the eyebrows. Those lucky Muslims who have adorned their faces with the beautiful beard should listen to this, subhanallah, what a doctor and professor has mentioned, that one who washes his face, the germs present in the beard get washed away as well. The roots of the hair become stronger when the water wets them. During khilal of the beard reduces the risk of lice in one's head when you moist the head or the beard. In addition, presence of wetness in the beard protects against diseases related to muscles of the neck. Allahu Akbar. Thyroid glands and the throat problems. When you make khilal of the beard, this is a sunnah. The beloved Rasul has taught us how to wash the face according to the orders of the Quran. فَغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ. This is what the Quran says, to wash the face. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us how one should wash his face. And if you have a beard, may Allah Kareem grant us the ability and tawfiq to protect the sunnah, to adorn the sunnah on our faces if we have less than a fistful beard. And furthermore, people of today have found out that by making khilal, meaning you take your fingers and you brush them from inside your fingers, you wetten the beard, subhanallah, you moist the beard. By doing so, you will strengthen the muscles of the neck and thyroid glands as well as the throat as well. These diseases, you will be protected from them. May Allah Kareem protect us. May Allah Kareem help us. There are three major veins in the elbow. Let's speak about the elbow, dear viewers. One vein is linked to the heart, to the liver, and to the brain. These body parts usually remain covered because as I'm using a long sleeve, majority of the people have it covered. Some people have it uncovered. If elbow are neither wet with water, no, they are uncovered for air, several mental and neurological complications may arise. Neurological problems may arise, dear viewers, in wudu. Arms, including elbows, are washed and this act strengthens the heart. We mentioned there are three veins running to the heart, to the liver, and to the brain. When you moist your hands and you wet your hands, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, these veins, of course, are also there. So elbows are washed and this act strengthens the heart, the liver, and the brain. These organs will also be protected against other diseases, inshallah. Moreover, this washing strengthens the muscles of the hands as well. The forearm muscle, the wrist muscle, the elbow muscle. Kya baat hai Madine ki. So dear viewers of Madine channel, why are we wasting time and why don't we perform wudu correctly? Make sure that when you're making wudu, the water reaches above the elbow, including the elbow. There's no area which is dry because then the wudu will not be done properly, dear viewers of Madine channel. What are the blessings in wiping the head? It is stated about the artery problems, Allahu Akbar, and there are vertebral column, spinal cord, and other body joints which also gain benefits. When a person wipes his neck during wudu, the rays emitting from the hands enters this part of the body and transmits to all the other sections of the neurological system via vertebral column, strengthening the neurological system of one's body. Yani so many blessings. Aap masa karein, gardan ka masa karein, aap kaan ka masa karein, khilal karein. Allahu Akbar, there's only blessings and these diseases which are worrying people for years and years. Wuzu ki alat mein. They are coming right and they're coming better. May Allah Kareem protect us from all these different types of diseases and problems, dear viewers of Madani channel. It is stated about the feet. Feet gets dusty the most. The gaps between the toes get infected first. Washing the feet during wudu removes the dirt and germs. Remaining germs are removed when khilal between the toes are made. You run your fingers, pass the baby finger of the left hand through all the toes, between all the toes, dear viewers. Washing the feet in wudu according to a sunnah removes diseases like sleeplessness, dryness of the brain, tension and depression. Kitne log depression mein phase hue hain, isme girift ہو چکے ہیں. کتنے لوگوں کو نیند نہیں آتی رات کو, آپ وضو کریں, کلمہ پڑھیں, درود پاک پڑھیں, آپ کو نیند آ جائے. اللہ اکبر. So washing the feet is connected to these problems as well, and these are solutions rather, and people have reported these things dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah. So there are even blessings in drinking the leftover water of wudu. Wuzu kare, uski blessings, uski barkatein aapke samne aaj bayan kiya gaya dear viewers. Balki jo pani bach jaye usko peene ke bhi fawaid hai. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed wudu and drank the leftover water of it in a standing position. And it is stated in a hadith that this water is a cure for 70 diseases. Reference is Fatawa Razviya Sharif. Allahu Akbar. That the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that posture, in the standing position, would drink the leftover water from the lota or from the place where he would pour the water, and this becomes the cure for 70 other diseases, which is beyond yours and mine and our sight. But here, we are looking for solutions, spending so much of money. Kaash, hame ye taufeeq mil jaye ki hum sarkar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sunnat par amal karein. Islamic jurists have said that if one performs wudu using some pot and some water is left over, it is mustahab. If you use a pot or a jar, jug, something to pour the water and some leftover water is in it, it is mustahab to drink that water while standing and facing the Qibla. Allahu Akbar. Regarding drinking the leftover water of wudu, a Muslim doctor has stated, now, sarkar ki baatein to hain hi hain. Subhanallah, woh zaba jisko sab kun ki kunji kahe, uski nafiz hukumat pe lakho salam. But now look at those who have today, after 1400 some odd years, have found that it improves the functioning of the bladder, removes the difficulty in passing urine. Those who have problems and they are going to the doctors for their urine problems, if you drank that water in that state facing the Qibla, the leftover water from the pot that you have used, you will improve the functioning of the bladder, removing the difficulty in even passing urine instead of sitting for a long period trying to clean yourself or trying to free yourself from this. When you answer the call of nature, you will be freed from this problem. Another problem is, one is freed from unlawful lust. Number three, it removes burning of the liver. Jiha, burning of the liver and the stomach and the bladder. The stomach and the blood is also resolved. The diseases around there is also cured. Why is the cure there? It was the same water which you drink every day, but this time you drank that water in the way the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had drank water. Your niyat is, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam has done this, I would follow this. Thus Allah Azzawajalla will grant you shifa and more shifa that you never even imagined. Allahu Akbar. Today, the topic of wudu and science, of course, is being discussed in today's program. Nowadays, people are more interested in science. There are many people in our society, unfortunately, who are very impressed by Western researchers and scientists. What do we say, dear viewers? Such people must know that scientists have failed to resolve so many issues, but our greatest and beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has already solved those matters. Scientists have now claimed to have landed on the moon. Yes or no, dear viewers? Of this century, scientists have claimed to have landed on the moon, but the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam traveled beyond the moon, approximately 1,459 years ago. A miracle, subhanallah. And these are documented, dear viewers of Madani channel. Sare arsh par hai teri guzar, dile farsh par hai teri nazar, ملکوت ملک میں کوئی شے نہیں وہ جو تجھ پہ آیا نہیں. So yes, actually scientists will continue finding evidence and proof in the wisdom and in the actions that's done by the Muslims, dear viewers. Those statements which were made by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those actions which were performed by Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam many years ago, subhanallah, today they are turning out to be true, dear viewers of Madani channel. Dekhena, today people have claimed to go on the moon. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had split the moon 1400 some odd years back. Hi. And there's evidence for this action in the Holy Quran Pak. The Quran in Surah Qamar, the first and second verse, speaks about the splitting of the moon and the time of Qiyamah coming closer and closer. All these are evidence. So may Allah Kareem grant us the tawfiq and ability to rather find other actions that we could, you know, do in our daily life so that we could become more practical Muslims. Today we have learnt about wudu. Aisa kare ki aaj ab niyat kar le ki aaj se inshallah azza wa jalla mein hum koshish karenge ki hama waqt hum is halat mein rahe. There are many people out there who have niyat lekin kisi wajah se wo reh nahi paate hain, unka wuzu toot jata hai. We make dua that Allah Kareem makes it easy for every one of us, and Allah azza wa jalla not only purifies our external body but rather even purifies our heart. Therefore we first obtain physical purity, and then before obtaining physical purity we remind our heart to be cleansed, because before we go in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla to stand before our Creator, others may see the physical appearance of a person, but Allah Azza wa Jalla looks at the heart of a person. So just as one obtains purity of the physical body, we should also obtain tazkiyatul qulub, the tazkiyah and the purification of one's heart. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive our sins. Inhi baaton ke saath hum is bayan ke ikhtitam ki taraf ab jaate hain, dear viewers, and we will be back inshallah azza wa jalla with another program, with another episode on the very same program called Treasures of Wisdom. Until then, stay good, be good, do good, jahan pe bhi aap ho durood e pak padte rahein, and keep remembering this is the slogan of this beautiful movement of Quran and Sunnah: I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.